Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death. Where listeners hope and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Over.
You biting right now? You taking a bite?
Did you not hear? You didn't hear the chew?
No, I did. I just started recording, and I wanted to just start the episode with you eating a fucking chimichanga.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh,
you,
boy.
Listen.
Yeah.
You want a chimichanga, you go to Azul in Haverhill.
Yeah.
Best in town.
When you
Good
when
delivery.
You go, yeah. When you go there, though, do you need to be either the keymaster or the gatekeeper?
This is
the problem with me and you do episodes. It's because I hit you with some some sweet references that you just don't know. If I was like, who was the 00 Celtic, you go Robert Parrish, you go yeah, that's him. But if I hit you with a sweet very pointed, excellently placed Ghostbusters reference and you totally miss
Ghostbusters
it. Yeah, Zool. Yeah. That's the bad guy.
That movie was fine if you were a kid watching it in 1991.
My God. I've never won an episode so quickly in my entire life. And at this point, I feel like I'm not even going to put up a list. I'm just going to be silent every time. And I still think I'd win for that egregious offense that you just laid out there.
Fine? All right. You want to battle on who's worse off?
Who's worse off?
Working. I've been working the last 18 days straight. At least 8 hours a day.
Oh, that's nice.
And I just got home from Connecticut. My mother-in-law is staying with us because she had her heat go out. So we're accommodating her. It went out the window. No, I don't fucking know. But they're upgrading the house or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I come home like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
I'm tired, mentally exhausted.
Uh-huh.
I'm questioning all of my life. I'm the whole ride home. Matt, I'm not kidding. I'm like, could I be a good farmer in Montana? I figure out how to farm and make, you know, at least enough to stay alive?
So you're considering doing like some sort of self-sufficient, off-the-grid lifestyle change?
I am open to a drastic change in life.
Ah, have you considered dyeing your hair? That's a pretty big move.
Dyeing my hair? No, I'm not going lesbian, despite my appearance. I am confused for lesbians very often.
That's so funny.
No.
You should do a secret mic, like lesbo undercover expose, and just see how... just
feminine pride like. Conference type of thing. Yeah. Just, oh, that's diabolical.
Yeah, you are pretty androgynous, to be honest, which is like...
I know. It sucks.
No, I mean, it's like a superpower. You're like...
It is. It is to a point.
Like a real-life Pat.
That's why I like often have a terrible overgrown neck beard. It's just so people know. Like, all right, please call me Mr.
Yeah. But, I mean, Sideburns Lady from Wedding Singer had that, too.
Fair point. It hit me once when I was working at the animal hospital when I brought a dog down to an owner. You know, getting picked up.
Yeah.
And somebody said, thank you, ma'am. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
That's so funny.
Like, there's nothing I can't be mad at them.
Right. Well, how could you be?
But I can hope they die.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. So you've gotten mistaken for a woman. I've been mistaken for a retard.
I've been mistaken for a retard, too. I think we talked about it before, but go on.
No, well, I think I've told a story when I delivered oxygen in like a whole hospice setup, and then they called my boss, like praising the company for hiring someone with special needs. And then my boss called, actually, I think it was CJ Doubleday, who was my former boss, for those who don't know, that's how I know him. He called me, like laughing hysterically, and was like, and he it wasn't a bad thing, right? It was like a compliment, but it was just so funny. Man. Oh, boy.
So I have to ask you something.
All right, hold on. Let's preface this quickly. Will was, before we started recording, Will says, oh, and then went to go talk and then immediately cut himself off. And like, I could hear him start scribbling something down. I was like, oh, are you going to hit me with something on the show? And he's like, oh, yeah. So I don't know what this is, but I'm ready for it.
I don't know. I don't know how you can't know. I'm sorry. I just took a big bite of chimichanga.
Ah, chimichanga.
It's delicious. Azul Haverhill.
Yeah. Gatekeeper Haverhill.
So some of the listeners might have noticed.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, you've told the story. You're moving into your in-laws' house. Is that right?
That's where I currently am right now. Yeah.
Are your in-laws African-American?
No.
Then why haven't they changed the 9-volt battery in the fucking smoke detector?
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny? I haven't been down here. I just came down here earlier, like an hour ago, to set up my stuff. And then while I was down here, I heard that. And I went, I wonder if they're going to be able to hear it on the show. I hope that someone did. I hope the exact thing that, yep, there it is. I hope that.
It's not going to stop. He's not going to fix it in the middle of the episode, folks.
No. You know what? I'm going to leave it because I don't know how long it's been like that. Probably a long time. I'm in the basement, by the way. So it's not like a place where people are all the time. But when you no longer hear the call of that sound, then you will know that I have moved finally. That'll be the tell. But
So you're going to live there for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And litter every episode of this show with that noise.
Yeah, it's fun. You know what it is?
God damn it.
It's cultural.
It's its own punchline.
I'm trying to expand my horizons, and you know, I'll put it this way. You're eating a chimichanga, right? You're experiencing culture. Well, I have a fucking smoke detector with a low battery, so I'm experiencing culture.
Now that I would say is racist.
Racist because why?
You don't call the battery dying culture. That's rude. Me calling it out and referencing what's become a common meme, that's not racist. Hey. But the way you said it is racist.
It ain't racist if it's true, baby.
That's it's its own fucking punchline.
It's excellent. It's fucking perfect. It's so good. But I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up because I wasn't sure if it was even going to get picked up. Honestly, here's another problem. This is a real problem right now. The post audio on this episode might take it out. So if you don't hear anything, we're just laughing about nothing. There's a smoke detector low battery beep going off occasionally in the background. But the post AI thing might take it out. So it could be an issue. It could not be an issue. But who knows? But it was fun. It was funny. Was that the thing you wanted to ask me about before?
Yes, of course. Just very like, good. God damn it. How can you live with that? It's every 5 minutes.
Because we don't hear it upstairs. It's only in the basement. I just discovered it now. I've been here for a few days, and I've only first heard it being down here for like 20 minutes. So,
weren't you one of those fucking, forgive my language, but faggy kind of guys who are very into battery daddies?
Battery daddies? What the fuck are you talking about? What
well, maybe that wasn't you.
What line of dialogue was that out of your mouth? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was in the Discord. There's this product battery called daddies? The Battery Daddy, and it like has slots for.
Oh
like,
no! Put, yeah, no, that is you me. Put I actually everything. Do love that. Yeah, yeah. No, I do love
it's
that.
Right up your alley. That's why I brought it up. I thought you had one.
No, I don't. If I did, I don't know.
Not
I'd
yet.
Probably leave it. No, not yet. I gotta wait to get some of that sweet house money before I splurge on something so frivolous.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can we do like a poll in the Discord for a frivolous purchase?
From me?
Yeah, you have to buy what everyone else decides.
Oh my
you know,
God.
We can cap it at like $500.
$500?
What?
I'll put it this way. I'll seriously consider it.
$400?
No. Listen, I've already started arguing with my wife about money. And I'm the one being the stickler about it. She's the one who wants to spend. I bet she probably spent it before I did. But I'm trying to make sure that my
ducks are in a row. Either way, it's a good episode.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, yeah, I'll say yeah, but that doesn't mean much. I also said I'd take a shit on camera, and I didn't do that.
Oh, well, we're still holding up.
Yeah, you know, you never know. If I won the lottery, I'd do stuff like that all the time. If I didn't need, like, employment, excuse me, I would, I'd be a very disliked person in the world. But, some people think it's funny.
I don't want to be employed anymore.
I know. It sounds like you had a real rough time.
I have. Well, I've been working straight for, like, 2.5 weeks every day. Traveling back and forth to Connecticut every weekend.
Why is there so much waste in Connecticut?
Well, ask those fucking Eli's down at New Haven, the Yale University people. We did survey work for them. We told them, hey, you need to get rid of these things. You need to not get rid of these things. And they were like, okay, thank you. And that was 8 years ago. And now they're like, hey.
Finally getting around to it.
Yeah, and now they're finally getting around to it. The company I'm working with is the riggers who are actually moving the blocks because everything deteriorated, became an unsafe even environment to be in.
Cool.
So they're there, and we go out to lunch with them day one, the rigging company, and I said to my coworker, I go, you know, these guys are drinking beers on lunch. How much you want to bet? And he just kind of laughed, and of course, they brought us to this dive bar where you would never drink out of a glass.
Nice.
Because they were all disgusting.
Right.
So right down the line, all the riggers, Bud Heavies, six of them.
Nice.
They recommended the place, so we followed them there. I had a Diet Coke, and it took like 2 minutes for the guy to pour a Diet Coke out of the hose.
Oh.
Which to me was like so fucking gross.
Oh my God, just syrup.
Why is a soda gun? I mean, it tasted fine, but I only drank half of it because it was just weird.
Yeah, because all the heavy stuff settled at the bottom.
Yeah, it was gross. And then I was like, oh, thank you. Could I also see the menu? And the guy goes, nah, there's no menu.
Are they supposed to serve food with alcohol?
He goes, we have burgers. Oh. It's burgers. Do you want a burger? I'm like, yeah, I'll have a burger. He goes, what? Lettuce, tomato, onion.
Nice. Like,
no, just cheese would be good. And he scoffed at me.
Fucking queer. Walked off.
Like, you're supposed to get the only thing. And then the rigging guys paid for the whole meal to further emasculate me.
There you go.
But fuck them.
Well, I guess so. Sounds brutal.
They're dragging it out. I have to go back next week, so it's going to be like I'll be working every day this whole month.
Nice. That's fun.
No, it's not, because I'm in New Haven. Every weekend in New Haven, Connecticut is in Connecticut, and if you've ever been to Connecticut, then you know that Connecticut sucks.
Spend your weekends at beautiful New Haven, Connecticut.
Ugh.
You said something that really piqued my ears, and I've been dying to ask you, or just ask you more about it, or just so if we could just discuss it.
Sure.
But I've been busy for a while as well, and you let me know that a very prominent fun bud has announced their leave, and I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know why.
I don't know why. This person, who shall be named.
Yeah, Devour!
Yes, that was him. Yeah.
He left!
He, gotta go! He was an admin for the Discord. He's a basically entirety lifelong fan of the show.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the highest ranking people you could be in the Discord for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, very decorated.
And really, he really participated a lot in the feedback and things like that. And I had a lot of good back and forth with him, just sports talk.
Yeah.
He quit. He quit being an admin in the Discord. And it's like, this was my time. It was my time to go. And I was like, well, I can't imagine it was very stressful.
So Will very, very accurately guessed. He said, it must have been something you did to me, which normally I'd say, yeah, of course. I am always the cause for everyone leaving. It's part of my charm.
Something I did to you?
No. What? What? No. You said it must have been something I did, me, that caused Dave to leave.
Oh. Yeah, because your political shit sucks. Nobody likes it.
My political shit is based. It's irrefutable. It's hard to get around. But
and it's not enjoyable on this specific podcast.
Well, if they don't like it, they can Dave Howard out of here.
well, that's where we're at.
But I haven't. I haven't like said much about anything at all in like weeks and weeks. Actually, pretty much since the election, I really kind of haven't.
You haven't even been on the show.
I haven't even been on the show is kind of what my point was that he would leave because I was like, what could I have done? But also maybe something you guys did. What have you guys been doing since I've been gone, huh? Talking about kissing boys or something? I don't know.
Maybe we were fucking Charles and Sam were drifting us too liberal.
Maybe, right? Go woke, go broke. Is that what happened to the show while I was gone? Is that why is the DEI hire this fucking beeping, fucking dying smoke detector behind me?
Listen, I can speculate, but I don't want to spoil any of my list for tonight.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we got some tea coming. Even though I feel like this whole episode is going to be tea at this point. And that sucks. I like Dave Howard. I don't know why he left. And the thing is like, I don't want to like, reach out and ask him, but I'm kind of curious.
Well, but you don't, so...
Hey, you know what? No, I got it.
I look at it two ways.
Hold on. Wait. Kevin Weaver. Go find out why you left and let me know. I send my top dog after him.
Hey, tell him to CC me. I want to know too.
No, don't CC him. Let me filter it. God damn it. I have to spin
Kevin
it.
Kevin Weaver has no respect for me.
Hey, listen, get your own Kevin Weaver, okay? I got mine. It took me years to get this Kevin Weaver.
Cultivated him from just a little seed.
Yeah, I groomed him.
Now he's running behind the scenes producing a Stargate podcast. So
good for him. He loves that show.
Yeah, he's all in on it. And
nice.
I don't know, Stargate, I never watched it, but my dad liked it. So it's probably cool.
Yeah. All right, what were you going to say?
I don't fucking remember.
Okay. Sorry about Dave. That sucks.
Oh, sucks. Yeah, Dave Howard. It sucks, and it's weird. Why is it weird? Is he listening? Is he quitting the Discord?
I don't. Is he quitting? Just kind of being.
Why would you quit the? Are you quitting listening? And you had to make an announcement.
I have no idea.
If you're quitting listening to the show and you make an announcement, you're gay. If you're quitting hanging out in the Discord, that's fine. I get it. The Discord sucks. It's just, you know, Charles. Fucking griping about shit and K-Funk being the antithesis of that.
It's really just the Charles versus K-Funk forums.
I think maybe we need to trim the Discord to one single channel.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. It is a little intimidating when you sign on for the first time and it's like, pew! But I don't know. I have no fucking idea. I don't know. No,
I don't either.
Chatting. I just like chatting up.
I love talking to strangers. It's really my favorite thing in life. And that's why I've been reconsidering my career path. Like, maybe I'll just fucking do something completely different. Take all my equity that I earned in Massachusetts and go to a fucking hobunk town, live in a mansion for the same amount of money.
Okay.
Tend to the land.
I can jump off that and give like... kind of my you know what, I don't even want to give an update. I went on vacation to Texas.
Yes.
I sold my house. Yeah, yeah. I moved out of my house. I'm in my in-laws now. It was a wild time. Texas was fun. But the reason why that just made me think of it is you were like, I'll live in this like mansion somewhere else. So we stayed in our first leg of the trip, we stayed in College Station, where Texas A&M is.
Yep.
I heavily considered moving there. I was like, this place fucking rules. This is like the exact speed I want to be at. The weather was super nice the entire time we were down there, but we were staying at an Airbnb And that's kind of how College Station is. It's like, it's either a plaza or it's a development. And never shall the two mix is like how all of College Station is, which is kind of nice. But it's a little weird. But we were staying in this house, and it was more than twice the size of my house. It was built in 2020. It was a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath. It had a second common room on the second floor that was like a game room, kind of. Two of the bathrooms had private master baths. And it was a 2-car garage. Super nice. Super nice. One of the nicest places I've stayed. Easily the nicest Airbnb I stayed at. So I was like, I got to Zillow this place here, right? The fucking place, right? Again, super nice. Everything was awesome. Brand new. The whole neighborhood was new. And we just sold my house. I sold my house for over $200,000 more than this house was.
Hell yeah.
This house would have went, if it was up here, this house would probably go for like 1.1, 1.2. Easily. But I was like, man, what a different world down here. Everything's so much more affordable. And like I said, College Station, it had everything. There were so many plazas and so many businesses. All the food we ate at was excellent.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
How nice is it to be able to like drive in the traffic lanes are so broad and nice and easy to navigate. Yeah. And yeah, people drive like fast as fuck down there, but like there's plentiful lines. There's plentiful lanes. You can just get where you need to go.
Yeah.
And there's commercial districts, you know, like what we have up here in Massachusetts, 28. I avoid that fucking highway like a motherfucker because it's poorly designed. But you go down south in Florida and Texas. It's wide open.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, they learned from our mistakes. We were like the guinea pigs with like doing shit like that. And then they were like, you know what? That sucks. It would be better if you did it this way. And then they did it and they go, yeah, it was better. You're right. Well,
as you know, the roads in New England were paved based on cow paths.
I did not know that, Will. Will, I did not know that.
Really?
I know.
Thought that was pretty common knowledge.
My cow knowledge is lacking.
CJ Doubleday would definitely know that and probably have a magic trick related to it. Probably. And I need him to come back to the Discord because I miss him.
I didn't know he was gone. Maybe he gave it up for Lent. He does shit like that, right? Yeah, didn't I mean, he like, say he was he, is Lent over?
Ooh, that's actually a good call.
He did.
You know,
he
Dave Howard can get fucked. Let me get Doubleday.
I don't know what happened to him. I'm bummed. Well, who am I going to do my voice for now? Dave Howard, I'm leaving the Discord.
And that's another thing. I posted in the Discord. I wanted to get the theme songs back. But then all of a sudden, my audio configuration went to shit. And I apologize. I haven't had the fucking time to dive into it and get my soundboard back working. But
yeah. Anyway. So that was like my update. Moving. Oh, I actually do have a little quick anecdote. My moving story, right? So I got back from Texas on a Thursday. Okay. Now I have to be out of the house by Monday, right? Monday is the final walkthrough. We hand the keys over. So Friday, I start moving stuff. And during the move, we are walking down the front steps, which are brick. In the bottom stairs, just crumble. They just crumble to shit. I was like, no fucking way. So I called my realtor, and because the buyers waived inspection, so I was like, I called him. I was like, hey, in my situation, what do I have to do here? And he was like, you have to get them fixed because it's a safety issue. I was like, even though they waived inspection, and they were like, well, they were like, technically they could do something, blah, 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 and hold money and yada, yada, yada. I was like, fine, fuck it. So called a mason, came down that day on a Friday, took a look at it, quoted me a price to which I thought was fair because he was going to do it all the next day. I was like, great, just do it. Showed up, banged it out, did a really good job. I actually went like above and beyond to what I even like, asked him to do. I asked him to fix the stairs that were broken. He like repointed my whole brick staircase. It was great. Dude was awesome.
Oh, I might need his number. I have to do that.
Yeah, he was great. Awesome job. And like I said, for what I asked, I thought the price was fine. And he fixed the a bottom limestone stair slab or whatever. So yeah, I'll send you his number. He was good.
Yeah.
So that's fine, right?
But you don't have to. I'll do it myself.
Okay. So that one's done. Now that was Saturday. Sunday, still moving stuff. I look out my window as I'm walking down my stairs, and there's like smashed fence pickets like scattered about. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I go outside. The wind blew open the side gate, and through like just the force of the wind, smashed like the hardware that was attached to two fence pickets like off the door. So I'm like, this is going wonderful. Everything, I don't have fucking time for any of this. So when they built the fence, they left a bunch of scrap for like burning because it was just like, you know, clean pine. And luckily, so I went in the scrap pile and I was lucky enough to find like two decently, you know, looking pickets. So I put the pickets back on and put the hardware back on and I locked it. And I was like, nobody touch this fucking door because I didn't put it in super securely, but I just did it enough. I was like, I'm leaving in one day at this point. I just need a fucking day. So then all right. So now it's Monday. Still stuff in the house, right? I've had movers come. I had junk removal come. But there's still just a few things left. And I'm like running back and forth to the storage unit, to my in-laws' house, and back and Megan's cleaning the house or whatever. And like now it's like kind of setting in, and like Megan's having like a pretty emotional time about it because, you know, this is her grandfather's house. It's, you know, the house her mother grew up in. A lot of
sentimental. Yeah, so you guys sold it outside the family, right?
Yes.
That's kind of fucked up of you. You really didn't have a dog in the fight, and you just, you know, that acquisition and then completely destroyed the legacy of your wife's family.
It's not my fault. It's a fucking...
That guy down the street scared you so bad, you had to destroy...
Scared me so bad. The safety of my kids.
Well, you shouldn't have been... No. Anyway.
It's the... It's the fact that this city is just like... It's your typical city in Massachusetts where...
It's Lynn.
Lax policies have given you the situation we're in. Anyway... No, I don't want to scare another Dave Howard away with by getting too political, but either way. So she's having a hard time with it, and they're coming in like an hour. Like the people are coming in an hour. The door was open, and I'm like, hey, close the door. We close the door. And then I was like, where's Eva, one of my cats? Can't find Eva. Totally missing. Fucking nightmare scenario. Cat's missing. Now we're looking for the cat. It's just cold, wet, and rainy outside. Megan's even more upset now, just walking around the neighborhood crying, rain soaking her, just knocking on doors of neighbors who we've never talked to ask if we can look in their backyard.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love knocking on a neighbor's door. I wish I could move to a new neighborhood all the time.
Just to knock on the door.
Like, hey, you know, meet new people, you know?
Yeah.
You never know who could be your next best friend.
That's true. But anyway. So
sorry.
I finally tell her, I go, I'll do the walkthrough if you want to just, you know, take it easy. She's like, no, I'll tough it out. And she did. So we met the new people. They're great. Made Megan feel very good about, like you said, like kind of handing the house off to the next people. Younger, well, not super young, but younger than us couple. First home, a guy, a husband and wife and a dog.
What kind of dog?
German Shepherd.
It's important. A German Shepherd. Well, yeah. Thanks to your nice fence, they can have that.
I think that was a huge selling point. Both of their parents like live within like 6 minutes of there, so it's like right in their name. It's like perfect for them. I'm very happy.
Love it.
So we're doing the final walkthrough. We're outside, and I was like showing them stuff of this. I'm showing them stuff of that, and then we were about to go in, and I was like, any other questions about anything outside that I can answer for you? And then the wife was like, yeah, this door over here, and points to the fucking picket fence that I just fixed like 18 hours earlier. I was like, yeah, what about it? And she's like, I couldn't get the latch to like shut from like inside. I was like, huh. I was like, well, let's go take a look. And I'm like, fuck. And I walk over, and luckily enough, I put the fucking door hardware on better than the fence people did. And what I mean by that is like, I just lined it up better. So yeah. It's actually very easy to like shut and close now. So like I opened it and I shut it and I showed her. And she was like, oh, she's like, it was way harder before. I was like, yeah, it, I was like, sometimes it does that. I was like, it's, you know, the fence is pretty new. It's not sealed. I was like, so, you know, the weather, whatever, the, you know, it snowed that day. It could have been a myriad of things, how, you know, wood is with weather. And she was like, oh, okay. I was like, but it opened and closed. And she was like, great. I was like, wonderful. I was like, let's go inside. And so I was like, whew. All right, good. Pass that one. But yeah. And then we finished that up. And now we're going back to look for the cat. And we kind of thought, like, you know what? We were moving around so fast and aggressive today. It's 100% possible that we closed, like, a tote or a box with the cat inside and moved her to the storage unit. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the storage unit and start knocking around on some boxes and see if she makes a sound.
Was this accidental?
Well, I get to the storage unit.
You're just that efficient.
We're that good. Just like a busy bee. I get there. Megan calls me. She's fucking bawling her eyes out. The cat was just in the basement. I was like, okay, great. I come home. I have no idea where that cat could have been. I searched, me and my father-in-law searched that, an empty basement. The basement's completely empty. Laying down on my belly with the flashlight and just looking around, like under anything that had an under to it.
Your looking little crevices.
Yeah, a little belly on the thing, just doing like a little sea lion.
It's a good belly.
Yeah, very good belly. God, it was a dirty belly, though, when it was done.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dirty belly. And then she didn't make a sound, went down there with the treats. No, she didn't come out, didn't meow, no nothing. So I have no idea where she was. But all's well that ends well. The cat was back. The house is sold. We're out of there, and it's over. So it's like, great. That part is over. So now...
Did you go settle up with the fucking bitch ass boy down the street that was threatening you?
No, not till I leave. Not till I
left. Oh, I thought you were free and clear. I thought that's.
Oh, not, well, no, not till I leave. Because I still have to like drive past that area and live in the same town for like the next couple months. So.
Oh, that's right. It's very close by. I forgot.
Yeah. Very close by. But man, it's coming. It's a coming.
Can we listen, ladies and gentlemen?
You what?
There's a subreddit called like Unethical Life Pro Tips. Yeah. Let's adopt that kind of mentality and find out how best Matt could leave his neighborhood and inconvenience his stupid redneck douchebag neighbor.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Listen, I will. I'll provide a prize for whoever has the best idea. We haven't done this in a while, and I felt like, you know, I've been busy, yes, but I have not had a stupid dumb prize issued in quite some time. It's about time for dumb prize number 3, and whoever has the best idea for Matt to fuck with his shitty trailer trash neighbor before he leaves the neighborhood.
You know what I was going to say?
Post it in the Discord.
You know what I thought would be funny and like basically harmless is if I give out his name and address and just have like all the fun butts start writing them love letters and just mailing them to his house, just like in perpetuity for like ever, just constantly
letters of any kind.
Yeah, just letters of any kind. Just like a picture you drew, right? Just like
detailed ones. Like, yeah. Ever since I saw you in your 1996 red Mitsubishi Eclipse. With eBay taillights.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about you nonstop.
But yeah, so I'm out. It's good. Everything's gravy. I'm down here doing stuff, hanging out. It's been good. But man, once everything's settled, you ever like do something? I mean, you're kind of in the throes of it right now, but like you do something so much so aggressively for so long and you finally like sit down. And then it all just washes away and you're so fucking tired. You've just been going on adrenaline forever and then you're just like shutting down.
I'm hopefully like 2 or 3 weeks from one of those moments, and then it's going to restart.
Well, best of luck to you.
Yeah. One of my go-to guys, my biggest, you know, helper, co-worker, quit last week.
Oh, so bummer.
It's going to be tough.
Brutal.
He's the guy. He was my boss when I signed up for the company, and then I overtook him, which was weird.
Huh. I wonder why I left.
Well, that was like 5 years ago.
Well, sometimes it takes a while.
He actually said to me, he's like, you know, I like this new role we have. And I'm like, I fucking bet you do. You fucking motherfucker. I have all your responsibilities. Anyway. Yeah. That and another employee not doing the best. I've had a tough time. I look forward to that reprieve that you mentioned.
There you go.
And don't you wish that you could just get away from your responsibilities once in a while, kind of like our other co-hosts?
When they just jet set whenever they want?
Yeah, they're like fucking A-list celebrities.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got to go to L.A. tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or in Sam's case, I have to go to Florida, then Maine, then fucking Alaska, and then back to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, driving all the whole way.
Driving the whole way.
Which is wild.
This guy. Yeah. Terrible. Terrible management.
Yeah, you know, so this episode is called The Tea, is because me and Will happen to know a little something, and we're going to tell you all about it.
A little?
Yeah, a lot, actually. We know the whole kit and caboodle, and we're going to tell you all about it right now in our top five format. So the episode's called The Tea, but, you know, the secret subtitle is The Top Five Reasons We Know Sam and Charles Are Hooking Up, okay? Because it's a thing, and we're tired of, like, being, like, you know, so tight-lipped about it. We figure the people should know.
Yeah.
It's time
just
for them
because
to know.
They're beating around the bush doesn't mean we
That's
have
right.
to.
Listen, I pride myself on how honest and truthful I am on the show. How many bridges have I burned for being so honest and truthful? So many. Happens all the time. And you know what? What's two more bridges? Am I right, everybody? But anyway, so we're gonna just let it all out. Okay, this is the complete expose on the fact, by the way, that Sam and Charles are hooking up. Okay.
Why else would they be away at the same time?
Right.
Has it ever happened?
Right. Has there ever been two hosts off at the same time who weren't also hooking up? I don't think so. Anytime two hosts are gone, you might as well assume they're hooking up. Unless it's me, or Will. Because we're both married, so we couldn't do that.
I am married and not interested in fucking getting into that kind of drama.
That's right. But those two are just two bachelors just living their lives. You know what? I'll go with my number five, if you don't mind.
I would appreciate that. My list sucks. I don't know how this is going to go, to be honest, but it'll be fun.
It'll be easy because it's all true and it's all real. All right.
Well, so I had to pay a lot to get the background checks. Like, background checks used to be $15. They're like $45 now.
Yeah, it's tough. Mine is all just like firsthand account pieces I put together, things like that. But anyway, so my number five is, if you watch the live stream, okay, if you watch the live stream at youtube.com/top5ofdeath, I'm pretty sure, that could be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's what it is. But if you watch the live stream, you can catch them texting each other back and forth. And how do you know that? It's because one picks up the phone, sends a text message, and then like a second later, the other one picks it up. And then they always look at it and smirk.
Wow. Yeah. That I have kind of noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm now going to go back and watch the last 10 or so episodes on YouTube at Top 5 of Death. Because that's an intriguing topic.
Right.
What is going on there?
Well, here's the thing. One time, one of them texted me on accident, and it was just the eggplant and heart eye emojis, and then said, wrong text, LOL. And I was like, okay, All right. Yeah. You show me the fucking dick in the hard eyes. Who are you sending that to?
I know Sam's signature when I see it.
Yeah. And then, so that he sent that, and I was like, oh, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. I didn't bring it up on the show. And then I'm, like, watching the stream, and then all of a sudden, Charles looks at his phone, picks it up, and then he, like, blushed.
Oh, my God. Got redder?
Yeah, more red than normal.
He went from red velvet to crimson?
Yeah. Proverbial crimson.
Wow. Jeez. That's impressive for him.
But, I mean, that was, like... That was like the tip of the iceberg for me when I started to kind of like notice those things. But that's my number five is them texting each other secretly. So please go on.
Well, you know, I heard a clue as well. And I guess this, if I had to, you know, qualify everything into a rank, I would call this my number five.
Yeah.
Did you know that when they're not around, they're getting together to discuss what the master race is?
Yeah, I did know that, which is so shocking for those two.
It shouldn't be shocking, though, because they have been, you know, Sam is a very public figure. Charles, you know, his video stuff is out there. It's all over the web. You guys can see them. And, you know, we'll link their Instagrams and stuff below. But have you ever seen a picture with either Sam or Charles with a minority?
No. Can't say I have.
Matt, I'm asking you. No. 100% honestly.
Honestly. I've never seen it. And, you know, why? I gotta be honest.
Do you think there's a reason behind that?
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. But they did say one time, they were like, Charles was like, man, I'm so happy Fro left the show. But he just left it at that, and I didn't know why. I always thought Fro was very well liked.
See, that's why for you, like, of course, you are not a racist, Matt. Because your friend was Fro.
That's right.
And you guys made a year's worth of entertainment for people as good friends. And, you know, we don't have to talk about how it ended. Doesn't matter. Made years of entertainment, quality entertainment as great friends. Something that I looked at and, you know, was envious of. You clearly can be friends with a minority.
Oh yeah. I have a lot of minority friends.
Myself. Yeah. My wife is Spanish.
You went one step further.
How can I be racist?
Right. How could, I mean, sure. Are there other races than the one you married? Of course. But I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if you're married to one, you're married to all of them.
Well, I'm just saying, not to defend ourselves so much, but they can't speak to the same facts.
That's true. And if you listen to them talk, they speak too properly.
Very proper. Yeah. Almost insultingly so.
Yes, exactly.
Like, we are above you common men, regardless of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally, 100%.
Melatonin.
No, that's a good observation. That's a good observation. So, all right, my number four. Okay, here's my number four, okay? There's four of us on the show, correct? Four of us on the show.
Typically?
Yeah. They only buy birthday gifts for each other. My birthday comes and goes. I don't get nothing, which is fine. I don't get anybody anything either. But those two, always exchanging birthday gifts. And it's really bizarre because they're like, it's not like, like Sam got me the that little Lego figure of Louis the Boombox Goon.
That was a nice gesture.
It was very nice, but you know, that was like very specific and like to the show. But like, they get each other like really, like, I'll put it this way. Would you ever get your friend like a like one of those like solve a mystery games that like, you know, you want to go do with them?
Oh, like the, okay.
You know, it's like solve a mystery. Yes, like
I know what you're talking about. The little box that comes with cards and a lot of instructions.
Yes.
It's a really fun game if you actually play it, but it's like, all right, are we going to do it?
Right. It's essentially just the equivalent of, like, because the thing is they sell them in, like, a lot of, like, date night idea packages type of thing. And it's really right. just like a vehicle just to kind of get together and be like, it's only two players, right? We have to do it at, like, one of our houses, and, you know, it's very long and whatever. And, you know, you can have some wine when you do it and yada, yada, yada.
Not too much wine though, don't you?
Yeah. No, not too much.
Yuck.
But it's, again, it's just a vehicle for hooking up. It's just a way to it's a proper excuse to get together and be by yourselves. And that's what the types of that's like the gifts they get each other. Things like that all the time. I think they were bragging about it, but Charles got Sam an antique tour for two. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I didn't know like Sam and Kaylee were into like antiques or whatever. And then Charles was like, no, it's for me and him. I was like, whoa, okay. I was like, I didn't know you, either of you were into antiquing. He's like, oh, yeah, no, totally. I was like, all right, okay, but like, whatever.
So wait, antiquing, like shopping for old furniture? Yes, yeah. Or not throwing flour in the face a la Jackass?
No, not the hilarious Jackass prank. I mean, like the legitimate, like shopping for antiques type of stuff. But yeah, that's my number four, is like just very romantic gifts for just between the two.
I see it. I just see it, and I mm-hmm. listen to the people listening. We're not trying to disparage them. We're just trying to make observations to provide you the most detailed picture of the show host that we can provide.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's important to us as the Top Five of Death to be open and honest with our fans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Both of you.
Yeah. Kevin Weaver and Ryan Brown. Both of you is
My man.
But yeah. So, all right. What's your number four, Will?
Yeah. Hold on. Ryan Brown fucking rules. I had an interaction with him earlier this week, and he sent like a toilet picture with a big ass shadow on the floor. I was like, is that your head or your dick? Anyway. So my next hint that I understand what they're doing when we're not, you know, privy to their ongoings. Mm-hmm. I think that they're undercover ICE agents, because Sam has always been a little bit leftist, you know, never engages too much. When Matt, you were, you know, in your Super Bowl era, we're going over those things. Sam was very well kempt about his positions. And I think that was to throw you off.
Oh, leading me astray.
And Charles, who's sort of center left, also just gets into arguments with K-Funk, I guess, just to cover himself. But neither man had a strong backing for their positions. So I think that they are, you know, undercover ICE agents that are now probably brutally deporting many people per day.
Yeah, but still not that many.
And is that not the greatest adventure?
It sure is. It sure is. But yeah, I don't wanna, what the fuck's going on? I'm sorry, I logged into something and all my shit's gone. But, I don't know what to say about that, because I mean, it shocked me. I would have thought, you know, they would have never participated in such a thing.
Did you get the Snapchats from Sam?
No, I'm not on Snapchat. Maybe that's why.
Oh, man. He is so good at abusing these border jumpers. He does it in such a like abusive but funny way, you know? He adds so much great adventure to the whole process of securing the border, which I didn't know he was so interested in.
I mean, neither did I. But I mean, here we are. Yeah, I'll have to ask him about that. Next time he's on the show, I'm going to ask him why he's, you know, comes across a certain way, but it's like also an ICE agent.
Oh, and also, you know, Charles is doing it too, and they have sex at night in the mobile trailer or whatever.
Yeah,
so right. It's both of them.
Of course. Makes sense. all right, my number three. So Charles came up for the Royal Rumble, and this is when things really started to connect in my eyes, okay? We all went out to dinner before the Rumble. I dropped my fork and went to pick it up, and I looked over, and they were doing the, like, under the table, like, kind of, like, finger caressing, and I was like, whoa, that was, like, pretty much all I needed to see at that point. I was like, okay, something is up. To be fair, could they have just, like, bumped hands over and over again, and I just happened to, like, catch it under the table? Yes. But it just looked too intimate to me, and I was like, all right, okay, you know, let people do what they want. Let people be who they are. Totally for it. You know, good for them. Good for them. But it was just weird. I was like, I was wondering if, like, there was going to be a moment when they kind of pulled us aside. I was like, hey, just in full disclosure, we're fucking or, like, whatever. But it hasn't happened yet. And this episode is to kind of force their hand into just being honest about it. But anyway, so, yeah, that was, like, another reason why I believe this to be 100% true.
It's certainly they're casting out a broad net to throw us off of their trail.
Yeah.
But Matt, you and I have been great friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to, at a young age, when you make the decision to just be a good person.
Yep.
Right? Is that not a moment in your life where you said, you know what? I'm not going to be a piece of shit.
That's it. I've been a piece of shit for too long.
No, I'm saying, but I've never been, and I'm going to continue to do the right thing. And I think that's why, you know, people like you and I are always, you know, in good company.
Right.
And you introduced me to Sam and Charles, and, you know, I was hoping that they would have the same amount of trust, and of course I was wrong, because I just noticed that Charles has been working for Sam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, I don't know, my number three or so. I think that there's a reason that he was eventually employed there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there was an attraction. And then there was a point where Charles just didn't deliver the services that Sam really needed. He didn't give one of Sam's favorite dogs on The Greatest Adventure enough video credit. And that dog got put to sleep because of Charles editing. And Sam took that pretty hard. I don't know if you know, but PETA has stepped it up, Matt. You know, there's the ASPCA, MSPCA in our local town. PETA, though, is encouraging faster kill shelters to expose, you know, how traumatic and problematic that stray dogs are. And they made the decision to kill this dog, like, really quick. They had plenty of space. They had all the food.
100%.
And Charles just didn't want to give him a good cut on the video reel. And they killed him.
They
killed the fucking dog.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what else was there to be done?
I don't know. But it's very tragic. From what I heard, and this is just a rumor, is that, you know, Sam has been raping Charles for each one of these instances. So Well, at least it's only happened like 4 or 5 times.
Only. Could be worse.
Yeah, so Charles, if you are listening, give him a little bit of a chance. Give me a call. I can work with dogs. I'm, you know, I just hate to see this go on.
It's not fair. It's not fair, goddammit.
To any of us.
Nope. All right, my number two. Okay, my number two reason why I think, no, I'm gonna phrase it, why I know Sam and Charles are hooking up. So, all right, so now they are, and so now they're in town, okay? And now we're going to the Rumble, okay? We're going to my buddy's house, and we're there, and Charles got a phone call, and he left, and he went somewhere. And then, like, 10, maybe, like, minutes later, Sam walked out, too. I was like, interesting. I just happened to get up. I went to go get something to eat in the other room, and I go out there, and I walk past the window, and Sam and Charles are just out there, just like sitting next to each other on the porch, and I just holding saw them from hands. Behind. I couldn't tell if they were holding hands, but they were very close to each other. And then Sam just put his like his head, like rested his head on Charles, and I was like, God, that's so cute. And like, if it wasn't like this like secret thing, but at that point I was like, I gotta be looking into it too much at this point, because like it was so brazen and out in the open, and plus Kaylee was there. So then I went inside and I was like talking to Kaylee. I was like, how's it going, blah blah blah, what's new with you guys? And she was like, yeah, everything's good, and she was talking about like the show and the guys, and she was like, you know, Charles is like, thank God for Charles. Like, Sam's been like, feels like so like relieved right now that Charles is like on board. And I was like, oh, like, what do you mean? She was like, I don't know. He just seems like more like, happy go lucky and like, you know, like a weight's off his shoulders, or like he's released like, you know, some tension or something like that. I was like, okay, all right. And I was like, and so then I asked her, I go, like, is that like always been the case, or just like since like Charles has been up, you know, staying with them? And she was like, oh, it's just like been really drastic like these past few days. I was like, oh, okay. All right. So
yeah.
But yeah, so then, you know, things are starting to add up even more.
Well, that's when you start noticing that like the surfaces around your house are getting slicker than normal.
Yeah.
You know.
So, a little bit of pearl jam everywhere.
Yeah. I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, well, you know, deserve it. No, she doesn't. She's a real victim here.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's my number two.
I hope that Charles, you know, stays in the closet long enough for me to go get a nice meal at his wedding.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I certainly hope so.
Anyway, I had another idea for, you know, what they're doing. Did you know this?
What?
After decades of caressing his fiance's silky red hair, Sam has now become obsessed with Charles.
Mm-hmm.
But his like scraggly split ends bother him too much because he's not Kaylee enough for him. And he thought about like just buying a wig, but you know, for a wig to fit properly, you have to kind of like cut your hair back, and Charles wasn't willing to do that. He's like, no, I love my long blonde fucking twine rope hair that nobody finds attractive except me. But Sam agreed to it. He was like, yeah, no, you're right. You know, leave your shitty split ends and use bar soap for shampoo. You fucking slobbery, salt-ridden headdress.
He uses bar soap for shampoo?
Yeah.
I hate that.
And it's Dial. Not even Irish. Not even Irish Spring.
That's awful. Is that true?
It is true. Well, he says it's Dial Cool Blue, but it's still Dial.
That's wild. I hate that so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only met him once, and when I ran my hands through his hair, it was very coarse, abrasive, if you will, while also being greasy. So it's just so strange to be so disgusting in many ways. But apparently that's what he likes. And Sam was obsessed with it.
Really? And
getting that hair back mm-hmm. to a consistently red and yep. chic, mm-hmm. nice, flat, shimmering hair. I think that's what they're doing now is dyeing the hair gradually so that it's not so noticeable when they come back to the neighborhood.
Probably for the best.
You got to do it in stages.
Yeah. Well, you got to do what you can when you can.
Right. And when they're both in, what is it? The hair dye capital of the world, New Mexico. So
that's them. It's on their license plates. All right. My number one reason for knowing that they are hooking up is I was on a phone call with Sam and Charles before, like, Charles was leaving, and they forgot to hang up the phone.
Mm.
And I just heard them just start going at it. Just going at it. And it was so gross.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, uncomfortable. My God. I couldn't. I was like, should I turn this off? But I was like, am I hearing this right? I had to, like, confirm it. And they were just like, yeah, suck it. And I was like, oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. And then.
Wait, who said suck it?
Sam.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep. This does make sense. And it was just like, wah, wah, wah. I was like, come on. And I didn't say come
who
on.
Who said, wah, 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 wah.
I think that was Charles.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then like someone was just like, and then Charles was like, bend over for me. And
that's such a good impression.
and then he did, he was just like, oh yeah, give it to me. And he's like, ooh, it was a little stinky. And it was just like that. And I was like, okay, enough. And I hung up, but I was like, that's it. I heard it. I mean, sure. Did I see it? Thankfully not. But I heard it. And it was awful. And it's been hard to, like, go on with that. And I've done episodes with them since, and I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, ignored it. It's almost insulting.
Wow. Absolutely wild. And mm-hmm. I want to let, you know, the younger listeners out there, plausible deniability. That's mm-hmm. what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on plausible deniability. Yeah, you saw it. Did you? No, you didn't. I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But pay attention to that funny shit.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. But that was my number one. So, Will, what do you got?
Well, my last one here is that they are on the road. They're producing a successful YouTube show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A really incredible show. If anybody hasn't checked out The Greatest Adventure on YouTube, you really need to check it out. Even if you're not, like, super into dogs, it's just it's a great feel-good story. The imagery, the camera work, everything is great. And one of the hosts, Charles, is doing the, you know, video part, helping out in there, and Sam is also a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one guy who's also part of that project.
Who's that?
And I think Doug I think Doug is going to take it all over.
Oh, my God. It's just like the...
I've been hearing some rumblings. I'm in a signal group with some people.
I hope everyone's there on purpose.
And I think, well, Sam and Charles, they do great work. Kaylee does great work. Emily, haven't met her, but I'm sure she's great, too. Their product is fantastic.
It's great.
But who's running the show? I'll tell you.
Who?
It's fucking Doug.
The mastermind pulling all the strings.
It's goddamn Doug is running everything. While everybody's having sex behind his back.
Yep.
100%. As you would expect. Doug is just making sure that he keeps control.
Doug is the deep state. You know what? Let's just call him Deep State Doug from now on. So I don't want to hear him referenced unless you say Deep State Doug.
All right. DST.
DST. But that's great. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, that's the evidence presented to you. You take it for what you will, okay? But that's our list for this week.
Yep. And if you disagree with any of this and you would like to discuss it, Sam Haddix's phone number is 161.
No, but if you have other, you know, if you can add more more fuel to this fire and things that you might have witnessed, please let us know in the Discord at top5ofdeath.com.
Hell yeah. I'll be there periodically. We'll be there.
It'll just be Will. And since Dave Howard left, it'll be Kevin Weaver and then Charles. And then once Lent's over, CJ Doubleday will be back. And Ryan Brown's always creeping.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Mazer.
Yeah, Mazer.
Balky.
Balky. K-Funk.
A lot of people. K-Funk.
Yeah, K-Funk's the new Dave Howard. So there you go. Ooh, you've been promoted.
The hell.
But anyway, all right, that's our show. We'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll all be here. And if the other two aren't here, it's because they're having sex. But with that, we'll see you next time. Smell you later.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.